Addendum 2, the first recording of A Glorious Day is Dawning. The first recording was entirely extemporaneous, which is what most of the recordings are that are offered as consideration as a treatment. And after completing it, it was realized that even though the qualities of other paragraphs were mentioned, that there was no mention of the specific paragraph or phrase that was referred to from the hymn. So the purpose of this addendum will be to make a connection in a summary fashion of some of the thoughts that were expressed in the first recording and how they connect to particular phrases in the hymn itself. The first stanza of the hymn reads as follows. A glorious day is dawning, and o'er the waking earth, the heralds of the morning are springing into birth. In dark and hidden places there shines the blessed light. The beam of truth displaces the darkness of the night. In the prior recording, the definitions from the glossary of day and morning cover most, if not all, of the main thoughts in the hymn. Let us review together some of these connections. The first verse reads as follows. A glorious day is dawning, and o'er the waking earth, the heralds of the morning are springing into birth. In dark and hidden places there shines the blessed light. The beams of truth displaces the darkness of the night. In the definition of day, the quotation from Genesis states, and the evening and the morning were the first day. So this indicates that there is a transitioning taking place. So that ties into where it says a glorious day is dawning, and o'er the waking earth, the heralds of the morning are springing into birth. And the next sentence from the definition of day, it says the objects of time and sense disappear in the illumination of spiritual understanding. And the correlative statement in the hymnal, it says, in dark and hidden places there shines the blessed light. The beam of truth displaces the darkness of the night. That seems to tie in directly to what was just read from the definition of day. The second verse of the hymn is as follows. The advocates of error foresee the glorious morn, and hear in shrinking terror the watchword of reform. It rings from hill and valley, it breaks oppression's chain. A thousand free men rally and swell the mighty strain. The definition of morning, which is light, symbol of truth, revelation, and progress, seems to tie into the second paragraph or second verse of the hymn, because it's talking about seeing the glorious morn. And the definition of morning refers to revelation and progress. The hymn refers to the watchword of reform, and reform is really progress. It's progressing out of the sense of life, truth, and intelligence in matter to a higher sense, a new dimension, another level. Where the hymn talks about a thousand free men rally and swell the mighty strain, that ties into what was discussed about the trees in the Pacific Northwest, where the roots bond together, and indicating that that's a symbol for all of humanity, where we are all connected in one grand network. And that really enables us to see the divinity, the unity. And it's the unity with the core, which is really God. The three-letter word God represents, as stated previously, the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. So that is the whole purpose of the network. It enables one to see what is the ultimate, and that is understanding God. We can only understand God if we examine the components, and that's the roots. We need a unity of the roots in order to see the completeness of God. And that could be referred to where it says, a thousand free men rally and swell the mighty strain. So we see the big picture as we unite with all the individual components. It says it rings from hill and valley. So every part of it joins together to make the whole. The last verse reads as follows. The watchword has been spoken. The light has broken forth. Far shines the blessed token upon the startled earth. To hearts and homes benighted, the blessed truth is given, and peace and love united point upward unto heaven. The definition of day, the last sentence says, the unfolding is God's day, and there shall be no night there. And the hymn says, the blessed truth is given, and peace and love united point upward unto heaven. So it ties in beautifully. As we look up at the completion, which is the tree, that's the fruitage of the roots, and God is the fruitage of understanding all of the individual components, the seven synonymous terms. And the definition of day ends with, there shall be no night there. And again, the first part says, this unfolding is God's day. So as we understand the individual synonymous terms and demonstrate those, that disposes of any shadow that tries to prevent the vision of seeing the fruitage. We can see the light, which is the first word in the definition of morning, when we are looking up above the sense of life, truth, and intelligence in matter. Mary Baker Eddy emphasizes in her writings that we must have a model, just like the sculptor does. or the painter, and they refer to their model, whether it is mentally or whether it is an object. They refer to their model so they keep on track. And a stream, since it can rise no higher than its source or our model, must be, like was referred to in the previous recording, we must think big. Think big. Think of a perfect model without limits. And that makes it easier for us to take the individual steps to advance. Let us all work toward infinite progress so that we can experience the concrete being that Mary Baker Eddy refers to when she says infinite progress is concrete being. Amen.